This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
It's a big fun sucker show today.
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, I'm pretty darn excited about my Roomba mop thing.
We were just asking questions. I know you're excited about the Roomba mop, but we were asking questions. How often you have to change out the pads on it? Because my floors, for example, they get dirty so fast because of dogs.
Yeah.
And I don't think one of those would work for me. I'd have to change out the pad every 10 feet.
I don't know how it works. It's actually not called Roomba. It's some other thing, but I think it's made by Roomba, but it's called something else. I don't know. It's like,
but it works like the Roomba. You just set it and forget it.
You set it and then you push a button and it mops your whole house for you. And I get it today. I love Amazon. You know what's funny?
What?
Is that this is how it went down. This is how scary Amazon is. So I'm eating sushi with my son. There's a commercial that comes on television for this Roomba mop, right? Mm-hmm. And I said to my son, because he has Amazon on his phone and he has the credit card in his phone.
Yeah.
Because that seems right when you're 12. And I said, buddy, go on Amazon right now and get that mop. We need that so bad.
When it comes today.
Yeah. And this was yesterday at 4 o'clock. He pushed the button.
Boom.
I'm going to have it today.
How much was the mop?
I don't know. Hmm. I want to say 140.
Yeah. And well, there's just certain questions. So I should just ask Ralphie. You don't know the answer.
I think it was like 140.
Let me call the 12-year-old. It'll update me on everything.
I was like 140, and then I bought some. There it is, Sean. Doesn't that look awesome?
A mopster?
Yeah, the iRobot Brava Jet Mop.
I'm going to go look real quick. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jamie.
What?
Well, good luck with that.
What?
I don't know.
It's going to be amazing.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Yeah. I get the Roomba and how that thing sucks up the dirt and cleans up everything. The mopping thing throws me off a bit. $250.
No, that's the wrong one. Mine's the blue and white one, Sean.
Oh, man.
I don't know what that one does. Mine's the blue and white one. It's not. That's see the blue and white one right down there?
Yeah.
That's mine.
Okay.
That's the one I got. Oh, those mops are awful. Oh, my God. You're going to hate it.
Yeah, you're going to hate it. Mm-hmm. I don't see it working that well.
We'll see. I get it today.
You send it back.
You know what YouTube videos, how the unboxing on YouTube videos are so popular right now?
Yeah.
I think what I'll do is I'll Facebook Live and unbox it.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's a whole thing on YouTube.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I'll unbox. I will tell you that my sister got one, and what happened is Rocky, the little whatever yappy dog that my niece has, had pooed on the floor. And then that thing just spread it like
all over the place.
Liquid gold all over the...
I'm watching the video here as it rolls. Jamie, you're going to be disappointed.
Why?
Because look at that little pad that's on there. That thing's going to be dirty and nasty. And the first 10 feet it goes. Yeah, I don't think you're going to like it.
You think I'm going to... What?
I think I'd ship it back. All right, well, good luck.
Well, I told you I already have a problem with the Roomba, the little vacuum already.
Right.
And I know a lot of people have, because you just watch it. You're like, why aren't you getting that piece of fuzz? Why aren't you getting that piece of fuzz? And he goes around it. And then we talk to him like he's a real person.
Yeah.
We're like, dude, you're missing that piece of fuzz. And he goes around it and goes around it. And then instead of picking up the piece of fuzz, I actually pick back up the vacuum.
And sit it on the... yeah.
Really? Right. Yeah, it's a lot of work. Okay. I have lots to get to this morning. I don't know... why Juliette Lewis wants Britney Spears to rescue humanity. What do I have there, Sean? What is this about?
Well, Juliette just posted some pretty bizarre Instagram posts, and this is the audio from them. She believes that Britney Spears can probably save the world. My guess is that she's just in a weird place with politics, maybe what's going on in California. Perhaps she's having some trouble in her love life. And she's been listening to a lot of Britney.
What the hell?
I can't take this. I swear.
Today is not.
He starts. He doesn't know where the sentence ends. He
Spears really, you know, encourages her and her person.
Feels like a run-on.
Well, let's just play it.
All right, here it is. Sample time!
Can't you save us, Britney Spears? Can we be saved? God, why is Satan controlling the universe?
There's some speculation she might have been on drugs.
And so her love for Britney Spears is really...
He's still talking. He's still trying to explain this.
He just wants everyone...
Oh, boy. It's one of those days. It's going to be one of those days today.
Britney just grounds everyone.
He won't shut up.
Has that heart for the...
Oh, boy.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks, buddy.
See, I don't know what to do because I have other questions, but it feels...
No, 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 no more questions, okay? He's still talking in there.
So I guess Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael, what is his name?
Avenatti.
Yeah, I guess he was arrested, huh?
Avenatti was picked up yesterday. He was thrown into the slammer for domestic violence.
That doesn't look good.
No, it does not.
Does
you know,
not look
you know
good.
What? What goes around comes around, pal.
Yeah. Why are we saying that?
Well, because this guy, he's just a dirtbag.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Well, here's what he had to say.
I have never struck a woman. I never will strike a woman. I have been an advocate for women's rights my entire career, and I'm going to continue to be an advocate. I am not going to be intimidated from stopping what I am doing.
Well, that's not how the police saw it when this lady, with all these bruises on her face and a swollen eye, went to the police department and said you whacked her on Tuesday night and again yesterday.
Yeah. But can I just, in his defense, and I don't want to be in his defense because it should never happen. But the only problem is, you know, you can't just show up at a police department with a bruise and say,
well, I think they called the police to the apartment.
Oh,
she was at the apartment complex.
Yeah, right,
and he had been over there. And he claims he's not the one that did it, but she says he did. So,
He is scum of the earth.
And
so.
She's got a swollen eye and bruises on down her cheeks. So it's not like
something
that she just made up.
Ugh.
I mean, the pictures are like, wow. Somebody whacked her, and she says it was him. You know what? And he might be innocent. I don't know, but doesn't look good.
Doesn't look good.
Los Angeles police thought you did it.
So has he been charged?
Yeah. He was arrested. Charged.
Charged.
And he got out. That's a good thing about being a lawyer, though.
You know how to do stuff.
You know how to get out. Right?
Yeah.
If you get arrested, if you're a lawyer, man, that's a piece of cake for you. It's like, geez, all I got to do is call myself. say, hang on a second. I get one phone call to call my lawyer.
I'm not sure who's worse. Is it Sean or is it BJ today? BJ explaining what it's like to be a lawyer in the prison system. Let me call myself.
Yeah, I guess it went too far. Sorry, Sean. Sorry.
I don't even know what's going on
it's
right
very
now.
Very relevant what you were saying, I was intrigued.
I think it kind of rubs off on me when you get on those rolls.
Yeah.
I feel like I got to roll
so
with
it. Oh, so it's his fault that you're... Yeah, okay.
I don't know. It's like jousting. It's a match.
It's a duel.
I don't think that Kim Kardashian likes her husband anymore.
I agree.
This clip is crazy. You guys listen to it and tell us if you think Kim Kardashian likes Kanye West anymore.
You mentioned your husband. You guys have different politics.
No, I feel like he's very misunderstood and is the worst communicator. But when we talk about it, we have very, very similar politics. He's very not political, actually. He just happens to like Donald Trump's personality, but doesn't know about the politics. So I've educated him recently. And again, he's not the best communicator in explaining it, but what he fights for is the right to like what he wants to like, even if it's different from what you like.
I can just picture her educating him. Like, Kanye, here's a donkey. What does that represent? Here, Kanye, here's an elephant.
Oh, my God.
What do you think this is?
Oh, man. I'd be so mad.
He'd have flashcards. She'd have flashcards.
That's
red
what I mean.
Or blue.
Exactly.
Yeah, she'd
really
have flashcards.
Do you know this person that's Hillary?
He's not going to be happy with that interview, I don't think. Especially when you say that you don't know the politics, and your wife, Connie, is so, egocentric. To have your wife say, I had to teach him.
Mm. Yeah.
That's not going to go over well at home.
Well, it shouldn't go over well.
No.
Any person. Well, no, it shouldn't.
It's
any person on the planet that says Kim Kardashian had to educate me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an insult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's a dummy.
Well, and she said twice he was a bad communicator. She uses the word like constantly. Like, she's not like.
Wait.
Here he goes again.
Okay.
You know, BJ just pointed that out.
I know, but I was just.
Double liking his like?
I was double liking the like.
We don't
like.
Have to compete.
I felt like that you had thrown down the gauntlet a minute ago.
That was a joke.
That was my cue to come in and kind of come at you because we were doing this.
Yep.
Thank God I have this button that I can just kind of, turn him off when I want to.
I wish I had a button for both of you. Off. Dear God. And then finally, and I hate to finally with this because we just did so much Kim Kardashian, but Dr. Oz, I don't know what he's doing. Listen to what Dr. Oz says.
You say Kanye smelled rich. I bet it's not money, success she's smelling. And that might smell like something because when you have success, you start to secrete more testosterone. All those pheromones start to pour out of your pores. That could work.
We should explain yesterday's story.
So yesterday, Kim said that her whole family smells like different stuff. And so she said that Khloe smelled natural, which was not a compliment. She said that Kendall smelled like flowers. I don't know. She went through all this stuff.
Clean.
Like a
runway model.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then she said that Kanye smelled like rich. He was smelled rich.
Money.
Like money. So Dr. Oz says that you can't really smell rich, but you can smell successful.
Really?
That's what he said. You want to try it again? Ew.
I'm smelling myself.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
right. I don't feel successful with that smell. I feel like it's holding me back.
All right, play it again now that I explained it.
You say Kanye smelled rich. I bet it's not money, success she's smelling. And that might smell like something, because when you have success, you start to secrete more testosterone. All those pheromones start to pour out of your pores. That could work.
Hmm. Let's play a game sweep of the nation called What Do You Think You Smell Like? 51059.
Me, I smell like a hamburger from yesterday, because I had that big giant hamburger, and I'm still wearing the t-shirt I cooked it in.
What?
Yeah, it
you
smells
didn't
like
change
the smoke.
Shirts?
No.
Gross.
I slept in it.
What? You are wearing the same shirt as yesterday?
Hamburger.
Don't you have more than one shirt?
Today it'll smell like Sloppy Joe.
I noticed that you did that yesterday, too. We did the...
What are you talking about?
So you wore the same pants yesterday as well?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
From the day before.
I know.
Jeans, you can do that with. Jeans, you can go a month.
No, you can't.
A month.
Not with you.
Yeah, you can.
You don't wear underwear.
Yeah, well... Just saying. Yeah, definitely hamburger. Woo. How do you think you smell? Here, let me get a whiff. Wow.
Well, hey.
Pretty nice.
Hey.
Like a flower garden.
A flower garden. What was that?
Sean, you're patchouli.
Yeah.
You're always patchouli.
Always patchouli.
Always patchouli.
Smell like a hippie.
Yep.
Somebody said, I smell like a Bar Bingo Vegas trip winner.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, Spadil, you're sativa. Oh. sorry, buddy.
That's so sad. Somebody said, listen to this one. I smell like boxed wine and tears of failure.
Oh.
That is so sad.
Oh, so you drank and cried.
Oh, that is so sad.
That's awful.
And especially that it's in a
box. Wine and tears of failure. Oh, well.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
Yeah.
There you go. Tablet track.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.